I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome back a couple of women who have been here before separately, but I don't think they've been here together. Molly Dean and Barbara Jean, who make up the duo Dusty Hearts. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming in, guys. And you, this is a fairly new project, I think, right? Within the past year or so,
yeah,
or longer?
Less than a year.
Okay. And I saw you open up for Eric Koskinen here in Duluth recently. And I think you're working on an album, right?
We are.
Yep. All right. So we'll talk more about that. But right now, I just want to let people know that you're opening for the Honey Dogs tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. And that show, you know, I had it a second ago. I believe the doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8. So if people are interested in that, that's what they need to know. What do you guys want to start out with here?
We're going to do a tune written by Blaze Foley, Texas singer-songwriter who's no longer with us, and it's called Faded Loves and Memories.
Faded love and memories, how they take the best of me. This old chain around my shoulder.
Dusty Hart, live from Studio A, and a Blaze Foley tune. How'd you guys decide to do that one? How'd you come across it?
It was actually a recommendation from a good friend of ours, Jack Klatt, who's pretty well steeped in roots and folk, and he suggested that we do a good old Blaze song, and we loved it, and just kind of picked it up from there.
And he's kind of one of those people that was not well known in his time, but right, wrote some amazing songs and died too young, maybe a little hard living in there.
Mm-hmm. Lots
and
of hard living.
Yeah, but left behind some wonderful songs. So it's nice that you're able to share that with people. So, Molly, the last time you were here in our studios, you were with a completely different kind of project, your Moon and Pollution project, which is more electronic, right?
Yes.
So then when I saw you guys together as Dusty Hart, I was surprised. I was like, oh, she's doing something completely different. And then you have a solo album out that's also kind of in the Americana vein. So just curious about how that came about.
Well, it all started for me playing acoustic music, but I'd always had a love for electronic as well. Bands like Portishead and Lamb and things of that nature. And I'd always kind of been searching for a producer project in that way. And I met Graham and Moon and Pollution just kind of clicked as a band, and we had some success and really enjoyed writing and performing together. And so that kind of continues to take its shape as just a more of a writing project at this point. But I've always been an acoustic musician and always loved harmony, and have been sort of in the Americana musical circles in the cities, and have known Barbara for a little while personally, but have followed her music for some time. And it just kind of worked out for us to start singing together.
And Barbara, last time you were here, you had just moved down to the Twin Cities from Grand Marais. You lived in Grand Marais for many, many years, mm-hmm. but you wanted to kind of pursue more musical opportunities. And so I think that was 4 years ago. So how have things gone? It seems like they've gone pretty well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, of course, I miss the lake and the North Shore. You really can't beat the awesome beauty and power of that place. But the cities are a wonderful place to be a musician. There's so many great people to play with and collaborate with, and it's allowed me to do all kinds of things and work with some really amazing musicians. Like meeting Molly was really awesome, and this has been so fun to dive into, and other folks too, like Eric Koskinen, and just there's a great group of folks down in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've worked with a lot of men. I've seen you in duos with men before. I don't think mm-hmm. I've ever seen you in a duo with women. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's
something
awesome.
Something different. How did you guys end up working together in this project?
Well, it started with an invitation to open for Dave and Dave of Trampled by Turtles on their sort of extended Colorado tour last year at the end of last August or so.
September.
Yeah, and we'd been dabbling and singing together a little bit, but then we got a deadline. And it was like, okay, let's get serious about this and start writing. And
so they wanted both of you to open, or how did that work?
Well, Dave produced my acoustic album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dave Simonette did, yeah.
Yeah, and so we know each other sort of through as friends in musical circles, all of us. And we were going to be in Colorado at the same time and asked if we could share a show, and we ended up hopping on their whole tour.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you had to pull something together.
Yeah. Yes, needed a deadline.
First show was mm-hmm. actually out in Colorado.
Yeah,
opening for those guys.
Wow. So how did you get ready for that?
A lot of practice.
We worked really hard.
Yeah, we worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had about 3 weeks to really prepare mm-hmm. once we knew that was happening. So we just had 2-3 rehearsals a week,
and did you choose some of your songs and some of your songs?
Yep, we
some
did
of
that.
Molly, some of Barbara's,
mm-hmm. okay. and then we did some explored. You know. Some covers and some artists that we really like, and mm-hmm. just kind of played around with a lot of different stuff, everything from like Spider John Kerner to Lucinda Williams, and yeah, mm-hmm. Blaze Foley, you know, mm-hmm. kind of stumbling across a lot of great music that we could have a new take on together.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you think about differently, like harmony wise or anything, when you were singing with another woman as opposed to singing with a guy? Because, you know, there's kind of an automatic difference there, where, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, it's been really natural for us to work together. Like from the moment we started, it was like, wow, this works, and we haven't had to think that much about it. And mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you're always trying to grow and learn as things progress, and I feel like that's happening, but there was kind of just an immediate
connection.
Yeah, connection in that way.
In the tone of our voice, and our instrumentation is complementary, and it was pretty easy to explore what we could do from the get-go.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
And just like this whole world is sort of opening up for us to write together. It's really
And you're both big fans of harmony too, so that was something that kind of brought you together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a huge, huge thing that I definitely missed in my career, and I think Molly, you to some extent too. So mm-hmm. it's been
absolutely
just a real joy to find that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song, and then what do you guys want to do next? What do you guys want to do next?
This one is a new one. It's called Archer.
Right? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Circle plunge the cold blue water, dance in the sunlight's glee. Draw your bow back and aim for the sky. Light the flame, torch your bird. Stretching far and wide, got heads full of worry, tear-stained eyes, bombs drop in a farmland, home guns kill right here, against the razor edge of darkness, it's hard to quell the fear.
That's Dusty Heart live from Studio A. Tell me about that tune.
Well, that's a new one that we're working on. We just recorded it. Mm-hmm. And
it's called Archer.
Yeah, it's called Archer. We're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. and who wrote that one?
Well, I wrote most of it, but you know, like we're collaborating kind of on everything in a way. So
okay.
Yeah.
So one person brings the idea and then the other person, you work on it together and
yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, we both have been writing our own songs for so long that we kind of have that same formula of bringing it to the table, and then we'll, you know, massage the lyrics or work it out in a different way musically, or and that's kind of how we're collaborating at this point. It's kind of fusing together our two styles and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that sort of thing.
So what would you say is different about your styles, like as solo artists? Do you have, like, distinctive things that... You think,
I don't know.
That's a Barbara Jean thing, or that's a Molly thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
It might be easier for someone else less close to answer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because, of course, you do have your own distinctive styles, but you're in kind of the similar genre of music, so there might be some overlap with that.
Yeah.
For sure. So tell me about making the album. So you're still writing for it, so it's still an idea in process. Have you done any recording yet? I think you mentioned that you did a little recording.
Yep, we recorded that last song, and then we recorded the next song that we're going to do as well, which is an original of ours. And we're just kind of figuring out the logistics of everything and putting the timeline together, and because it takes a long time to put out a record.
And are you working with anybody in particular, or just...
We have been. The first two songs we recorded just after doing a tour supporting Jeffrey Foucault around the Midwest, and he plays with Billy Conway, fantastic drummer. A lot of people know his work from Morphine. And we had such a blast with those guys being on the road and playing, and we ended up backing him up on a number of his tunes, and actually then Billy and Jeffrey sat in with us for a couple songs as well, and the two tunes that we recorded kind of came out of rolling along on that tour with them, and the last night we found a studio in Minneapolis and just put those tracks down. So, and we got Mike Lewis to come in and play bass, really fantastic bass player who lives in the Twin Cities and plays in all kinds of bands, Andrew Bird, tons of really cool stuff. So yeah, that's kind of where it's at right now, and then we're just trying to continue that forward and get the rest of it done.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it sounds like it might be a little ways off, but you're working on it, and something to look forward to for sure.
Not too far off, but...
Yeah, we're recording this summer.
Oh, okay. Great. So maybe in the fall?
Yeah, maybe. Yep.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay.
And as Barbara Jean is changing up instruments again now... I know, Barbara Jean, last time you were here, you were talking about how you started playing the viola when you were a kid.
Yep.
And you play banjo, you play fiddle, let's see, was there anything else? I can't remember.
That's pretty much where the list ends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can still punk around a little bit on the piano and play guitar poorly. But instruments that I would play in front of people, it's viola, fiddle, and banjo. Mm-hmm.
Now, viola, do you ever play that regularly anymore? Does it come in handy?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to play it on this next song.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm happy to
it's
hear
really
that.
It's really fun. I know. I love the viola. And actually, when I tour with Eric Koskinen, I end up playing viola on a lot of his songs. Mm-hmm. He has some really, he has a lot of dark tunes. And when we go out on tour, he'll bring a baritone guitar, and then I'll have the viola. And it's this really cool pairing of these sort of lower instruments. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. But it's been cool to bring it to Dusty Heart and... Mm-hmm. Add that kind of timbre into our songs.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, what did you guys want to wrap up with here?
This song is actually called Timbre and Trail.
Oh, nice.
Nice segue.
Well, I do want to mention that so you have done a lot of really cool tours as part of this project. You know, you did the one out in Colorado, and then Jeffrey Foucault, and anything else? I'm trying to remember what I was reading about, but...
What else have we done? Oh, we've been all over, you know, just kind of on our own as well. It's funny because it's just crazy that we've gotten some of the opportunities that we've had without having a record. I think obviously the fact that we both have other solo work out there helps with that. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to start a new collaborative effort with someone and then just have the world kind of open up and be like, hey. Mm-hmm. So, it's been really great.
Yep. Honey Dogs tonight.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's
tour
right.
With Rod's coming up next month.
Yeah, we're doing a tour with Rod Peacott. I saw you have some of his records over here in June. Some Midwest dates. Oh, a show in Minneapolis with him as well at the Warming House, new venue, listening room that just opened up down there. So
that must be exciting for groups in like you guys, because a great listening room is a really fun, and it was opened by a musician, right? Brianna.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
Brianna Lane.
So, they know what they're doing when it comes to venues, I would assume.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting. We'll have to check that out sometime. What do you guys say? Oh, you said the Timbre and
Trail.
Timbre and Trail. All right.
those eyes, oh, that mouth, hear your voice crying out, heart of hearts on your sleeve, the melody carries me.
Very nice. That is Dusty Hart live from Studio A. And a timbre, a word you don't often hear in songs. It's lovely when you can fit something like that in. And was that one of yours, Molly? Did you bring that one to the table?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember what inspired that?
I think it was a moment of being inspired by someone that I was listening to singing. And it just kind of brought me back to a place of where I initially found that passion about singing, and mm-hmm. it just was a very moving thing, and you just kind of can get lost in a person's voice.
Mm-hmm. And you actually, I believe, you know, you studied singing and mm-hmm. kind of approached it from a more formal direction.
Yes.
And how did that affect what you do now? Because now, of course, you're doing something that's not, you know, as formal, but I'm sure some of the foundation, mm-hmm. you know, is very useful.
Well, I think that mostly it just, like anything, if you allow it, it just helped me to listen more. I mean, you learn how to listen to an instrument or a tone or a voice or anything, and you can apply what you hear and what you learn to what you do. It kind of can help, you know, try something different or have confidence in shaking it up a little bit. And I think it's very beneficial. I mean, studying anything is very beneficial, but that was one of my one of my favorite things to do is to study music and vocal performance, for sure. And it really opened the door in a lot of ways to having more confidence in writing and in performing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so it seems like this is kind of the main project for both of you right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we've been putting a lot of energy into it and a lot of thought into it. And I mean, just doing that first tour together out in Colorado, I think we both didn't exactly know how it was going to go, but it went great in every way. It's so fun to share the stage with Molly, and it's also so fun to travel with Molly. She's hilarious in all the right ways. And we have kind of a similar pace and similar needs and interests. And so just everything, it just felt so great. So yeah, we're kind of running full steam with it.
Yep. You got to follow those good instincts in life. And this is definitely something that's like on so many levels feels like the right place to put our attention to.
Well, wonderful.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Well, it's been fun to see you do it. Like I said, I first saw you opening for Eric Hoskin, and I was, and I thought, wow, this is really a great project. So
excited
for you guys, and looking forward
Christine.
To that album coming out someday.
Yay.
Hopefully later this year. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Have a great day.
And again, the Dusty Heart is going to be opening up for the Honey Dogs tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Asher James and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.